He prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into a fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Dear Lord, we thank you for the beauty of this day and this family that is gathered in your midst. May your words be spoken and your words heard. Amen.
Amen.
One of the things that I really like about our lectionary, for those of you who may not know, I'll take a step back. The readings are divided into three separate years, year A, B, and C. Right now we're in year B. And what that has the opportunity, what that gives us, is a way of taking scripture and using it with different types of scriptures. It's different than reading a book of the Bible straight through. It offers us an opportunity to mix and match, for lack of a better word, to see how God wants to speak to us through different pairings of scripture. So where have we been going? One of the things you will learn about me in our time together is that I am constantly trying to build a text that we can grow from. So where is God leading us? So I will repeat and repeat week and week so you remember. Where is God leading us? We started this time together after Easter being assured that we don't have to be afraid to ask any questions. He did not rebuke Thomas. We have been assured that we can live in peace. Peace be with you. That's what God said to us. That's what he said through Jesus. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're studying, whatever challenge you're meeting, peace be with you. And then last week, I am the good shepherd. I don't know about you, but that gives me a very comforting feeling. I am held and as worthy as the sheep that Jesus cared for. That makes me feel good inside. And what can I do knowing that I can ask any question, live in peace, and am loved and comforted? I can be strong. I am the vine. Tell me, anybody, this is congregational participation time. What is one of the key characteristics of a vine?
It clings.
It clings, yes. What else?
It grows,
yes. Yes, who said that? Yes, you get an A. Y'all get an A, because those are all characteristics of a vine. A vine is strong. Have you ever tried to been in a garden and break vines? You need one of those, you know, chunking things. You can't just sort of break it with your hands like a twig. And so we went from comfort to strength. And to me, that's a really good transition, because I know I'm a lot stronger when I know that I'm loved and supported and cared for. So here we are, the vine. And also in our scripture today, we talk about abiding. And what Jesus also wants us to know is that we are not going to be left alone.
going to leave you. The strength of the vine. And a lot of this is predicated on Old Testament texts, such as Psalms, Isaiah, and Ezekiel. If you go back, if somebody wants to know, I have the citations in my notes today. That's where a lot of this vine imagery comes from. So as Jesus is speaking to the people at the time, he's also assuring them, because he's drawing back on their historical texts. So we, in this study, we want to take a look at abiding as not only physical or spiritual, but emotional and intellectual belief. And that's like a muscle. Why do we go to the gym? We go to gym to lose weight and build muscle. Okay? This is a muscle building exercise as well, to get past the t-shirt version of abide in me and go into the real depth of our lives of what abide or believe or stay with me means. And that promise of abiding does not have to be something that is in the future when we meet the Lord in paradise. No. It's offered to us now. Now in the tensions and the joys of life, Jesus is saying, in all of it, abide, believe, and stay with me. I'll comfort you. I'll give you peace. I won't condemn you for asking any questions because you want to know. The intimate relationship of abiding is a dramatic statement of the Father, Son, and what we will come to experience at Pentecost in the Holy Spirit being united together. And that's really contradictory to a world and a culture that continuously seeks to drive apart relationships and well-being, drive them apart. No, Jesus says, come stay with me. And because the Father has raised Jesus from the dead, the Word of God became flesh with us. Lasting presence, continuing to dwell among us. And that imagery is permanent. And to hear and internalize those words offers us the opportunity to have power for possibilities of new life. It redirects our concerns to a focus of possibilities that Jesus gave to us as he gave his life for us. Twice in that gospel reading this morning, he said, I am the vine. And in that promise, something, if we allow it, can magnificently happen to us. We can become something new every day. If we visualize when we wake up that vine and say, you know what? Whatever I'm facing today, I am the branch and I am holding on to that vine and nothing is going to break me from the power of Jesus Christ. We are empowered to become the disciples that Jesus has called each and every one of us to be, no matter what age, no matter where you've come from, no matter what you know or who you know. We have all been commissioned to be disciples. So if Jesus is the vine and we are the branches, we are invited. We are invited to be present and commissioned to invite others to join us. Because as it says in our reading, apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. And I add, with Jesus, we can do everything. So Jesus imagines for us a dynamic and changing life. Yes, branches will be pruned, not to hurt, but to strengthen and to give new life. Pruning is a process that may seem like continuing to heal so that vine can become even stronger and the branches that are continuing on can be even more strengthened. Pruning the vine is a show of power that we can continue to draw even more strength from the vine. So now we have all this imagery. And that's one thing about John. John is full of imagery. That's his angle, one of his angles. Let's look at how we can practically apply some things we can think of. Do we see, this is not congregational participation, this is something for you to think about. Do you see that life in the church helps you to abide in Christ? Have you ever really even thought about what abiding in Christ really means? Do you feel like you are a branch connected to the vine? To a congregation? To a family? Do you really think much about connection at all? Well, maybe that's a place for us to start. Maybe it's about being connected. I mean, one of the challenges of modern life is that actually, we are more connected than ever. We have Facebook. We have social media. Lots of us are linked in. But studies actually show that in that massive connectivity, in the electronic world, in the internet world, the statistics of people who are depressed and lonely are continuously rising. Why is that? Because yes, it's great for me when I wake up in the morning and say, oh my God, I forgot to tell so-and-so something. I get up, jump on the email, hey, I'm sorry I forgot you, but I'm really thinking of you. But I'm not seeing you. I'm not looking at you and looking at the expression on your face as we share together. Yeah, don't get me wrong, I'm all into tech. But when tech supplants the Christ in you, meaning the Christ in me, there's a problem. And medical statistics have showed it. So maybe connection isn't the first place to start. If we're really going to adapt the imagery of the vine, let me ask you this question. What is your core value in life, or core value? Think about that for a second. What are the things that you absolutely stand on and will not give up? And let me take you one step further than that. What are the values of the family of St. Bartholomew's? What are the values that connect you as branches to the vine of Jesus? That is a question that we are going to explore in depth in our interim ministry journey together. It is a core question that I spent a whole week studying in my interim training at the diocese. And boy, it was fascinating. I think after the many, many years I spent in seminary, that wow, is there more to know? Is there more to think about? Yeah, there sure. Core values help us to be more open. We focus on those because God has given those. Those are the reasons that we are here on earth. But though sometimes we don't even think about it. Those are the things that can help us open up and be more present as we discern what the next steps are. So I think this is what Jesus offers his disciples here. Not simply connection, although that's important if done the right way. Knowing that what we value deeply in our lives and in our ministry helps bind us as branches to the vine. Then being in genuine relationship, we will know that yes, it's not easy all the time. There are good days and bad. But when we are grounded in who we are, individually and as a family, we can work together, give and take, blessing each other because we know where our family members also stand in their core values. The joy of experiencing and exploring, and the frustrations we will face in managing any new journey can be overcome and celebrated as we keep that visualization of the vine and the strength of Jesus in our hearts and minds. So we can be comforted by the Great Shepherd, strengthened by the Great I Am, and move forward together, realizing, learning, and ministering to all of God's children in our lives and those who will come through those doors.